I think so often we have become dopes about dopamine. Dopamine is that feel-good neurotransmitter. It really plays a role in our brain's reward system. It reinforces behaviors and habits, and it's really essential for survival. Chronic low dopamine weakens our immune system, our immune responses, and it makes you more susceptible to illness. Unhealthy or healthy behaviors, you're still getting a dopamine hit. When you're not really aware of how powerful dopamine is, then it can really have a hold on you.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It is a delight to be here with you. If you're listening live time, I hope you had a beautiful Christmas season with your family and your friends, and that you experienced God's presence in just a beautiful way. I really do. We had a wonderful time as well with our family. So it's such a glorious time of year, isn't it? It really is. Well, anyway, we are back at it here at the Visibly Fit, on the Visibly Fit podcast. And this week, we're going to be talking about something that's an oh-so-tempting neurotransmitter called dopamine. That's right, dopamine. And, you know, I think so often we have become dopes about dopamine. Literally, we are dopey about dopamine. We are chasing the next hit. And I say we as a society because it's becoming more and more obvious. And I just kind of want to break it down a little bit, talk about how we can discover how to ride the wave, if you will, of dopamine in a healthy way and not wipe out, not crash, and that kind of thing. But we really want to enjoy it in a healthy way and not keep trying to get that next big hit. Okay. And we're going to talk about all the ways you can get a dopamine hit. But first of all, let's talk about what dopamine really is. Dopamine is that feel good neurotransmitter. You know, it really plays a role in our brain's reward system. It reinforces behaviors and habits, and it's really essential for survival. So when you engage in activities that bring pleasure or satisfaction, whether they're healthy or unhealthy types of activities, dopamine is released, and that creates that feeling of reward, and it motivates you to keep on repeating those behaviors. Again, unhealthy or healthy behaviors, you're still getting a dopamine hit. So those choices are up to you, but you've probably heard of a runner's high before, right? Well, that main contributor is actually endocannabinoids that cross the blood-brain barrier that bind to receptors like cannabis does. You know, it makes you feel, well, I don't know if you know, I actually do. Back in the day, I remember I did inhale. Yep, there's my confession. But it makes you feel chill and calm and all the things, right? But dopamine and serotonin are also released. And it's not just in the brain that it's released. Actually, serotonin is about 90% of serotonin is released in the gut. But all of that reinforces those feelings of pleasure. It's like a reward. And so I just kind of have this on my mind right now. I think mainly because Christmas is over and I think about kind of the, I don't know, it's just kind of like, oh, it's over. You know, you don't have another activity or party to go to. You don't have another gift to open. You know, the dopamine hits are done, kind of a thing. And so I really want to unpack a little bit of it and figure out, like, why are we so motivated and driven to get that next dopamine hit? Because it's addictive. That's why, right? It's addictive. I mean, it's enhanced when we are pursuing goals and when we are fulfilling desires. Dopamine really helps you regulate the anticipation of rewards. It makes tasks seem more appealing. And so dopamine is one of those things that I think most people, if we were to all be honest, and maybe not consciously aware, but unconsciously, you're like, yeah, that feels good. I'd like to get another hit of dopamine. And I know back in the day, first of all, before I gave my life to Christ, so a couple decades ago from that, but I was chasing the dope. I was a dope chasing the dopamine. Yeah, I wasn't chasing the dope. I was a dope chasing dopamine through shopping, through, just overspending, alcohol, just things that aren't good. Things are not healthy and good. Sex. It's just not good. Chasing the next hit. And I look back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, I see what the deal was. And when you're not really aware and you don't know who you are in Christ, but you don't really aware of how powerful dopamine is, then it can really have a hold on you. Okay. And so we need to, we need to have a handle on it. We need to understand dopamine because we need dopamine. I mean, it's vital for coordinating like smooth and controlled movements. And this is seen, really like people that have Parkinson's, you know, that's where dopamine has been, you know, reduced. It's degenerated. It's like their motor skills. They've got issues with that. You can see that the dopamine is an issue. It's depleted. They're not able to function like most normal people because dopamine does help control smooth and controlled movements. So we need dopamine for so many reasons. Helps regulate different hormones, cognitive functions. It's involved with our attention, our memory, problem solving. Helps us prioritize information. Helps us kind of stay on task and focus. So dopamine is good. It's not bad. It's the chase for the dopamine and then the consequences of dopamine depletion, right? Like there's so many mental health issues right now, and it seems to be more escalated over time, like from depression to anxiety. And a lot of it has to do with dopamine levels. And these symptoms are so obvious when you look at it. But it's people are lacking motivation. They're sad. They just aren't able to really experience pleasure. Like they're just kind of in that funk. They've got major anxiety. It's exasperated. And dopamine just really plays a role in regulating your stress responses. And in this life, we will have stresses. We will have things that are going on that we need to figure out how to work our way through and have breakthroughs in, but we have to be able to think clearly. And if we are depleted in our dopamine, then we're not going to be able to have very good cognition, and it's going to impair how we respond. It's going to impair our thinking, our concentration, our decisions, even remembering things. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm like, why did I walk in this room? And sometimes that's because of so much stress or, multiple reasons. But I think, gosh, you know, maybe I was depleted in dopamine, right? But we're also chasing more and more and more. And we need more of it to feel the way we've felt. So it's like we're constantly on the chase for more because we want to feel a certain way. And once it's depleted and we're trying to gain more, it takes more dopamine to get that same feeling. It's kind of wild, but that's how addiction happens, right? And so dopamine is just interesting. It's just interesting. And when you look around again at society and how people are operating, it might help you become more aware of what's going on. Like people are, you know, maybe in like kind of chronic fatigue and they've just got just low dopamine levels and they're feeling overwhelmed and they just don't have the it factor, right? Like they just don't have the energy and they're just dependent on engaging in certain behaviors that are definitely not even healthy. Like it helps them artificially spike dopamine, but like gaming, for instance, or certain substance abuse, that leads to a cycle of dependency. And these behaviors, it really is, this dopamine that drops, and it leads people to seek out more of these same activities more intensely to regain that high. So even think like pornography or overspending and shopping, eating, okay? Eating, maybe you get that dopamine hit when you're eating certain things, or there's just all these ways in which you're maybe trying to go after that hit, when really, we really need to go after the dopamine in a healthy way. There are also major consequences when the dopamine levels are off, like especially physical consequences. Like it affects your endocrine system, so it's going to affect your hormone regulation. It's going to impact your stress hormones like cortisol. And what happens when we have more cortisol that's being released? Well, we tend to gain a little more weight around the midsection and that kind of thing, right? It affects our immune system. Chronic low dopamine weakens our immune system, our immune responses, and it makes you more susceptible to illness. So there is a reason people are going after more dopamine. It's not just because it is addictive, because it's a feel good and it's a kind of that it's that reward center. It's that reward center of the brain. But when we're low, then we feel like we're in a funk. So we're always kind of chasing that next thing that can kind of get us out of that funk. But I'm telling you, there's a way to balance out your dopamine hits, okay, in a great way. But also, you know, people that have depleted dopamine, they usually kind of isolate. They tend to just withdraw and they lose interest in hanging out with their friends or family like they once enjoyed. And so it's one of those things that I just want you to consider, right? Like even in your own life, or maybe as someone in your household, or maybe a friend or a friend's child or something, when you can see the way in which they're responding and the way they're operating in this world, find out what are they doing? What are their actions? Where are they getting their dopamine hits, right? Because again, that depletion, they're chasing after the dopamine and they have to go for more of it in order to get that same reward. But that deficiency over time, it leads to just that long-term neurological change that affects the brain. It changes the way you function. There's actually a risk of neurodegenerative diseases whenever you are always in kind of a state of chronic depletion of your dopamine. So how do we balance it? What do we do? How do we alter this? How do we become more sensitive to not being a dope around dopamine and this dopamine release? Well, there's so many different ways that we can boost dopamine levels naturally. And if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that I really am a big fan of all things natural. The more that we can enhance our mood and our overall well-being in a natural way, the better. Now, here are just some basic strategies. And y'all know me, I'm all about a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. But it's important that we consume foods that are high in tyrosine, which is an amino acid that converts to dopamine. Now, I'm, again, whole food, plant-based. So you can get this from different beans, legumes, nuts, eggs, some fish. I mean, I know I said whole food, plant-based, but I'll eat fish from time to time. If you are a meat eater, obviously you can get it from lean meat and dairy, but it's so important that you are getting this amino acid so that it can convert to dopamine. And again, that's a natural way to do it. You can get dopamine from bananas, avocados, beets. Beets are really beneficial as they help increase those dopamine levels in a great way. And I know you're going to like this one, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate contains major compounds that will boost that dopamine production, and it provides, of course, a pleasurable taste experience, which we all love dark chocolate, don't we? I mean, I don't know, I do. And I can just have like a little square and I'm fine. And sometimes that's what I do when I've got kind of that hankering for something that's a little, you know, I want a little something sweet, but it's not too sweet because dark chocolate isn't that sweet, but it's good for me. I'm helping my dopamine regulation, right? And guess what else? Movement. Yeah. You probably knew I was going to say that. You've got to engage in physical activity. That's going to increase your dopamine levels like through the roof. It's going to promote those endorphins, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, enhancing your mood, helps to reduce stress. And pick an activity that you like. Pick one that you're going to stick with and mix it up. Have some fun. You know, if you like to cycle, if you like to run, if you like to walk, if you like doing my Visibly Fit exercises, if you like to dance, if you like whatever it is, do it. Make sure you are just being disciplined and you move your body, because that's going to help you dump out some healthy dopamine, okay, and balance out and regulate those levels. Also, you know, we've got to be really aware of our sleep. Quality sleep is so important for brain function. And I like to aim for, really, we should all aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. That's right. I know a lot of people like to stay up late, but I'm telling you, it's not doing your body justice. You've got to get some great sleep so it can regulate those neurotransmitter levels. And that includes dopamine. So I have got my Whoop band. I think I told you I'm back on my Whoop band kick. And I really do like it. I'm not as OCD as I was when I first used it a couple of years ago. But it really does tell us about, my husband has his on too, and tells us about our sleep, our patterns, you know, what happened the day before that might have affected our sleep and that kind of thing. So that's been very beneficial. But I like my sleep. I've got to have between 7 and 9 hours for good functionality and for me to be in a good mood. Prayer, meditation, being mindful, grateful, having the practice of gratitude, all of those things, deep breathing, all of those kind of exercises can help to lower stress and increase dopamine levels. So you don't have to go and, you know, scroll on social media, you know, to get a hit on Instagram, because, you know, every time you're scrolling, you're getting a little dopamine hit. You don't have to go and go to the mall and go shopping or, you know, hop on Amazon and get your next fix. No, you don't. You can really increase dopamine in a healthy way and start to lower stress by exercising, deep breathing, prayer, meditation, all those things. And that's going to help you improve your mental health. It really will. And we've got to stay social. We've got to stay connected, because when we spend time with friends and family members, it really helps to boost dopamine naturally as well. So while you were enjoying your Christmas time with family and friends, hopefully you had some family and friends to engage in. Well, guess what? You were boosting dopamine levels in a natural way. So that is encouraging, right? And it's not like an over hit of dopamine. It's in a balanced way, helping to regulate. And those meaningful conversations and building relationships are a way to just enhance happiness and have those feelings of satisfaction, right? And you've heard me talk about before, getting your circadian rhythm on track. We've got to have sunlight exposure. And I know sometimes that's hard in the winter, especially it's been kind of gray here the last few days, but you have to be really intentional and, you know, get that sunlight exposure on sunrise and sunset. And even when it is a little more gray, the sun is still peeking through those clouds. So you're getting some sunlight, maybe not in the form that you'd like to get it. Maybe it's not like, you know, going to California or Florida, getting like a massive hit of sunlight, but you're still going to produce dopamine. And so if you could just aim for about 15 or 30 minutes of sunlight exposure every day, that's going to help to it'll help you have a better mood and kind of regulate those circadian rhythms. So that's important. And what's a big one? You want to limit those processed foods. That's right. The sugars and the unhealthy fats. And because those are a quick way to get that dopamine hit, right? And I know during the holiday time, there's probably been a lot of sweets that have come your way and a lot of things maybe you wouldn't have normally eaten, but it's time to get on track. It's time to, you know, say no to all the things that have come your way because it's depleting, it's giving you a spike really quick in dopamine, but then it's depleting your dopamine long-term. So it's time to focus on eating unprocessed foods, you know, whole food, plant-based, then you're going to start to regulate your dopamine levels. And that's going to be great. Now, what's something else that you could do, to get a nice little dopamine hit that's natural instead of, again, doing something that's unhealthy, like engaging on social media or gaming or gambling or pornography or alcohol or drug, whatever, like the list goes on. Right? What if you found a hobby? Like, what if you like decided I'm going to learn whatever, maybe it's a new language, or maybe it's painting, maybe it's crochet, maybe I don't care, basket weaving, whatever it is, start to pursue an activity that you enjoy. Try playing a musical instrument or something like that, because that actually will stimulate dopamine release. And that's going to give you a feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment. So that's always a good thing to do. So what's something that maybe you could pick up in this new year in 2026 that could help to regulate your dopamine release and give you a natural hit and have fun while you're doing it? But what's a way? What do you think? I don't know. I'll have to think of something myself. I know I picked up, painting a couple of years ago, that pour painting, P-O-U-R painting, and I actually still love it. And I'm still working on that a little bit, but maybe I'll pick up a new hobby. We'll see. But I don't know. I think my new hobby is going to be with my grandbaby. I got a grandbaby coming. That's right. In the end of January. So super excited. So that's probably going to be my new hobby, and I'll get plenty of dopamine hits there, let me tell you, and it'll be natural. So that's fun. But anyway, I digress. What's another way? Well, we all know like supplementation. There's some supplementation that you can do to support dopamine production, like your omega-3 fatty acids. Again, you can find that if you're, eating fish, right? That's a great way to get those omega-3 fatty acids, but also through, hemp seeds, chia seeds, that kind of thing. Probiotics. Probiotics is a good one that is linked, that's going to affect your gut health. But remember, your gut health is linked to your brain health. So probiotics are very important and they positively influence those dopamine levels. So if that's something that you need to add to your daily repertoire, then I definitely recommend that. And you can just do probiotics in a way of like eating sauerkraut or kimchi, something like that, adding that to your salads. That is a healthy way to influence your dopamine levels in a good way. Also, I think, dopamine levels are accomplished when we accomplish things, right? When we meet goals that we have, when you have those micro goals in place, you get like a little hit. You get like a little hit of dopamine. And again, that's a healthy way for a dopamine release, is to have a goal, have it in mind, and have little micro goals that you're like, bam, did it. Bam, check that one off. And you feel really good, right? And again, that's just one more way to have some regulation with your dopamine in a healthy way. And the biggest thing is we've got to eliminate stress, like chronic stress, because that's going to deplete your dopamine levels like quickly. And you can do simple techniques with, setting boundaries, number one, that's the best thing regarding just your time management. Also with people, maybe it's people in your life that aren't really that healthy and they deplete you because they're major stressors in your life. They're like energy vampires. it's important to really manage that chronic stress. And again, deep breathing, taking a walk, doing relaxation exercises, all those things will help. And these are great strategies. These are great strategies to just help to have a more balanced and fulfilled lifestyle that supports healthy dopamine instead of chasing and being a dope about dopamine. Does that make sense? Yeah. We don't want to, you know, have these big high spikes of dopamine and then crashes and then chasing that next big hit and doing things that are unhealthy to get that hit. So I don't know if this speaks to you or not, but I hope it does. And I'm excited for what the year 2026 will bring for myself and for you. And next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the next year and goals. And that's always a great conversation to have. So I look forward to being with you next week as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Feel free to share this with those that would benefit. And don't forget to like and follow this podcast and give it a 5-star rating. And please write a review. I would so love that. I thank you in advance for that. All right. Well, blessings to you. And we will catch you the same time, same place next week right here on Visibly Fit. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.